The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me. Streams, find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you're ready to, you know, live with me through the great outdoors as we explore, find, learn, and all kinds of neat things like we have for the last 26 years here on ESPN Radio. Wow, that's unbelievable. And you know what? I'm here because you people are the ones who listen to us every week, and I am so grateful and very appreciative of all the love and appreciation you show us and all the support you give the sponsors that bring this program to you every single week. Now, you know what? This past weekend wasn't too bad. I mean, we had the Tinley Show, and we had a great time there. I've got to say, so many people came out on Friday night. Saturday and Sunday were just jammed. We play a lot of different games with the kids at our booth, so we had a lot of young families coming up to us and talking to us about what they love about the outdoors and all kinds of things. I even had dads holding a five-year-old kid saying, you gave me a fishing rod when I was the size of my son, and I felt a little old. But that's okay. That's okay. We had fun doing it with these kids. That's such an important thing to make sure they're out there enjoying the great outdoors with us. And you know what? It's also a good thing to find some, you know, a dad or a friend of a friend or somebody at work, whoever, or join a club. And if you're an older angler or hunter, get some younger guys hanging around with you. It'll do two things. One, it'll make you feel better. Two, it'll make you feel younger. And that's an important thing. Have fun with the young guys out hunting and fishing. And ladies, don't forget, you join those guys too, because they need your support and being with you just as much as you need to be with them in the great outdoors. Let's talk about today's show. I think it's pretty decent. First of all, we have Bob Jones. Bob Jones, I met him at the All Canada Show, who, with the support of his wife, who has to be the most understanding woman on the face of the earth, did something we all dream about. But we would never jump off a cliff. Well, guess what? He did. Not literally, but figuratively. He purchased a Canadian lodge called Stormer Lake Lodge and is living out his dream to leave the big city in the suburbs of the Chicagoland area and moved to Northern Ontario for the summer to make other people's dreams come true on their trips to Canada, just like someone did for him many years ago. When I spoke to him a little bit at the show, we talked about what he's doing. So I'm really looking. It's going to be a fun interview because I think he's going to show a side of him of just like us who enjoyed going to Canada but never took that next big step. Well, he just did. And so I'm going to look forward to hearing that interview with our good friend Bob Jones from Stormer Lake Lodge in Ontario. Then Dalton Head. Dalton Head is a college angler who qualified for the Red Crest Tournament, which is the championship tournament for the Major League Fishing Organization. That tournament is next month. We'll be down there broadcasting. We'll talk about what he did to qualify and how much internal pressures and external pressures he has to deal with on top of sitting in a boat next to the greatest names in fishing that he grew up reading and watching on TV. Can you imagine sitting in a boat looking to your left and there's Edwin Evers? Looking to your right, there's Kevin Van Dam. And this is your first trip up to the base, to the plate, to take a pitch? Oh, the pressures on this are unbelievable. And he's a good kid. I'm sure this is going to be a fun interview to listen to, and you're going to have a great time because he's just got that excitement in his voice, and that's what we love to hear. We really love to hear all that excitement in the young anglers that we have out there today. And more of them are, you know, fishing the college circuits and then coming out of, like he did, fishing those college circuits and then coming into the pros and then expanding their life and their career for 2, 3, 5, 10 years or 20 years or longer, and make that their life. So that is such a really, really cool thing. Man, okay, we did that. Okay, a couple of things here. The weather has been better than good, right? Oh, gee, beautiful weather. And one of the things about all this beautiful weather is that we're, you know, seeing a lot of different state agencies and forest preserve districts are doing burns in the forest and in the fields and the prairies because they're getting rid of the invasive species plants. And it's kind of neat to watch that. So I'm going to have to find if we can get somebody on maybe in the next couple of weeks to talk to us. What does burning these fields do? I know what it does, but I want to make sure you ladies and guys both understand how much good when they burn those fields it is for the environment. Yeah, it's a little smoky for a day or two, but it is so, so good. And later on in today's show, besides the Aiden Fishing Report, we're going to have some fishing reports from around the Midwest. But coho salmon are picking up a little bit. Some days it's off. Some days it's not bad. Power liners have been going out. A couple of guys have told me that they were out there and did eh. And then they said the next day they did great. So, you know, but the power liners, that's a tough one to get out in the morning, are doing strong. Casters are doing okay. Perch fishermen, shore fishermen in the usual spots are picking up a few here and there. Boaters are chasing them, and they're getting better numbers, bigger fish right this time of the year. So that's another good sign. The perching is doing okay. I've been hearing sandhill cranes flying overhead, going back home up north. There's so much greatness going in the outdoors. I'm kind of waiting. Hopefully we'll see some early morel mushrooms, especially these areas that they burned in the forest preserves. Oh, you can't pick mushrooms in the forest preserve. That's right. I forgot about that. It's a forest preserve. You're not allowed to pick or take anything out of the forest preserve. So I just guess I'll have to go find a field out in a farm somewhere that they recently burned, and that's what the morel's like. So we have to put that on our list. This weekend is we're going to take a ride up to the Madison show and see something there. And we got a couple of people, actually Anglers Outlet and Fish Tech are going to be there. And for our friends in southern Wisconsin, there's a new bait shop coming to Kenosha, Fish Tech. That's right. Fish Tech is going to be opening up a second store in Madison, Wisconsin. Not Madison, in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Kenosha, Wisconsin. So I'm very excited for the people up there having another qualified place to go get your top line gear, top line rods, Daiwa rods and reels, getting your lines re-spooled, fishing lures, live bait and everything. It'll all be for you at Fish Tech there in Kenosha, Wisconsin. So definitely check that out and then just run down to the lake and do some fishing. Oh, okay. We talked about that. We're going to use some outdoor information on at the end of the last segment of the program, as well as the Aiden Fisher Report and a few other things. Well, I think we covered a whole bunch of things for everybody. I just want to make sure that you sit back, pour yourself another cup of coffee, pour yourself a little soda pop, maybe make a sandwich, breakfast, whatever the time you're listening to us. And remember to tell all your friends they can either download the ESPN Chicago app or they can just go to ChaunceysGreatOutdoors.com, my website. Click on the podcast word, and it takes you right to the ESPN site, and you can listen to any one of Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Remember that. So kick back, pour that cup. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors Magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. They're new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people, hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Hey, Smitty! Let's fish it!
Everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and guess what? Yeah, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we sat down, we were talking with the guy who, you know, came out of the Northeast Illinois area, and I always say, he did good, you know. But, you know, how many times have you guys gone to Canada, or ladies, you ladies go to Canada too, have gone up there and spent a week or two in a couple of years, you've gone returned, and then you find out that you start saying, "Boy, I wish I was up here all the time." Well, I'm talking with Bob Jones, who came from the southern suburbs. I think we'll get a correction from me on that. But Bob Jones took the leap of faith. And after he retired, he is now the proprietor of Stormer Lake Lodge. Bob, you really took a leap of faith.
I suppose with the help of my wife, and God bless her for being on board with me on this. You're correct. I grew up in the southern suburbs, and I grew up in Oak Forest, and I still hang out with the same guys that I went to first and second grade with. And in 1988, we took a trip, our first time. We were 24 years old. We went to Northwest Ontario, and it got in my blood, in my soul. And for decades, I've been telling my family and friends that I am one day going to be a resort owner in. God smiled on me, and now all of a sudden I'm the owner of the northernmost drive-in camp in all of Ontario.
I didn't know it was the northernmost one.
That's what I've been told, and I'm looking at the maps, and everybody assumes that because we're north of Red Lake that we have to fly in, but I believe there's 10 or 12 miles of road that goes past our place, and then it ends.
I didn't know that. And once again, his wife, Bonnie, has to be the most understanding woman on the face of the earth at this point. She really, really does
sport. She's a good sport, and she's excited, too. She's always loved lake life. And I said, well, if you really want lake life, then let's try this out. And she went up there for the first time September of 2022, and we looked at a couple of resorts, and she was quiet. We were driving on our way to Dryden. If anybody knows the road between Fort Frances and Dryden, you know it's picturesque. The curving roads, curving around lakes and going up and down over the hills and through the trees. And she was quiet. And after a half hour, she just turned her head and looked at me and she says, I get it. I understand why you and your buddies love this so much. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so she's 100% on board, and she's not quite as excited as I am, but I'm like a puppy that got a new toy. I can't wait to get up there, and based on all my talks with some of the other lodge owners, I know this is going to be a lot of work. I realize that I'm not going to be able to go fishing every day, but I'm going to try to get out when I can.
Exactly. Now, the lodge here, you know, I'm sitting here looking at your brochure and stuff, and I mean, it's really beautiful. I mean, you really want to make, because, and I think it's because you were a customer of other lodges going up there. You knew what you liked and saw. You saw what you didn't like. And you said, that I don't want to do. I want to make it a world-class place at a reasonable rate where someone can afford to come to find out what you love about being at Stormer Lake Lodge, which is on Stormer and
Kirkness. We have two lakes. We're the only resort on the two lakes, Stormer Lake and Kirkness, approximately 6,000 acres of water. And we're an all-American plan camp. So we're going to feed people more than they can eat. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We're going to have a couple camp shore lunches. And anybody that's ever been up to Canada knows that is the memory, sitting with fresh water or fresh walleye right out of the cold water and cook it up on shore. It doesn't get any better than that.
I'm drooling. I just want you to know I'm drooling up there. Now, how many cabins are on the lake, in your property?
We have 7 cabins, and there's other buildings that house our staff. Our staff is, they're all funny and hardworking. They all come from Labrador, and they're just wonderful people. And when we bought the resort, we closed it this past October, October of 2023. The first thing that all of our clients, our return clients, asked is, are you keeping the staff? Are they all coming back? And I was happy to say that they're all glad to be coming back, and they're very excited.
That's really cool. Now, you know, a couple of other things. Like you said, you're going to feed people high quality food until they can't walk anymore. The cardiologists are going to love it. I just want you to know.
Well, I tell you what, I never wanted to own an American Plan camp, and I always would go with my friends and my family. My mom and dad, they were on the first trip that I went up to in '88, along with my two brothers, and we just had the time of our life. And we were always on a budget when we were young, and we enjoyed. Our first trip was to Separation Lake Lodge. We've also had great trips at Woman River Camp. Both of those are our housekeeping plans. And then our kids started to go with us. For my son's 8th grade graduation trip, I told them once they get through 8th grade, then I thought they were old enough to go. And in hindsight, I wish that I had taken the boys up a little earlier, because we made memories as a family, and my friends all had boys around my kids' age, and they built up camaraderie and a friendship that's gonna last for a long time. Yeah,
it's gonna last forever. Now, one of the things about these two lakes that you guys are on, and you said it was Stormer and Kirkness, you've got walleye, good eating, northern, good eating, smallmouth bass. Tastes like eagle. Perch and whitefish, right?
We have perch and whitefish. Yeah, the perch don't have a chance to get very big, though. They're a feeder fish. I've never seen a fishery quite like this. And I've been talking to clients that are return customers for some of them 20 years. I met a lot of them in the Green Bay area at the All Canada Show in Green Bay. And I've been fortunate enough to meet a lot of the local fishermen here around the Chicago metro area. And they are telling me that I bought the diamond, the lodge that they can't believe that I bought a resort, and this is the one that I ended up with. They said it's not uncommon to catch 100 walleye a day when you find them, and they're telling me that a bad day on this lake, you might catch 25 or 30 walleye. But the pike are remarkable. We were fishing for smallmouth bass. Last May was the first time I ever fished it, and I, again, went with the guys that I grew up with around Oak Forest and Tinley Park, and We were catching smallmouth on the surface, and my buddy Jim caught a 41-inch pike on the surface fishing for smallmouth, and my buddy Kirby, I think, caught a 42-inch in the same day. And just hold on tight with the light tackle that they were using for smallmouth. It was quite a fight.
Now, you know, you mentioned one thing that you met some of the people at Green Bay that came to the lodge. Now, you have your experience of the lodge and going up there and seeing it. What was it like hearing from somebody else their feelings towards, you know, the lodge that you bought, Stormer Lake Lodge? I mean, it had to be kind of like interesting to hear their point of view, not your point of view, their point of view.
You know what? Everybody that we have talked to has been so kind, including all the other resort owners. They've welcomed my wife and myself into their inner circle, so to speak. And but the clients are so eager to share. I've been in camps before where there's fishermen that are very tight-lipped and don't want to share their secrets or what depth they're fishing or what color they're throwing. But I was in camp twice last year. And I was taken back by just how generous and kind everybody was. And it didn't take long to figure out that they were helping each other because everybody's catching all the fish that they want. And to see people willing to share GPS coordinates, for example. I have people that are sending me photos from their past trips thinking that I might be able to use them in my booth here at the All Canada Show in Kane County. And or at the Kane County Fairgrounds, I should say. But they're all willing to help. They're all willing. In fact, I met a fella in Green Bay, and he stayed for 2.5 hours. And I have only a couple cabins open left for this season. And I was talking with a fellow who was wanting to buy a trip for his grandson's high school fishing trip. And he's going to send his grandson and his son up there. And he asked about a guide, and this guy interrupted and said, "I'm not trying to be rude here," and he said, "but you don't need a guide. The lakes are easy to navigate, and tell your son and grandson that they can follow us around for a day, or I'll mark up a map." I was really taken back by that, and I'm really eager to get up there and reunite with these folks. I met some of them last May. I was in camp also in September when we shut it down, and everybody was eager to meet us and talk to us, and they welcomed us.
That's cool, and trust me, when we're talking about sharing your spots that you've caught fish on a lake, whatever, like you're on, that you're that open, that's a lot. Listen, I'm an old mushroom picker, and I don't tell them where my spots are. If they say, "Where are you?" Indiana, you know.
I tell them they have to get their morel mushroom license before.
I can't tell you. I can't talk to you about this. Well, you know, once again, everybody, we're talking with Bob Jones and his wife, Bonnie, Southern Suburb people that purchased Stormer Lake Lodge last October. So, you know, they're making the big leap of faith, and they're making it into a unique, great operation with a lot of care for the people that are coming. Food that will, like I said, your cardiologist will yell at you, but that's okay, you know, because it's good stuff. And things like that. You're running a September fall special. First angler full price, second angler half price. So you can bring your buddy, and he's half price, right?
Right on. Well, you just always want to be the second guy, Chauncey, so that way your trip's half price. But if there's people that have always had the idea that I'm going to save money and go to Canada, there's affordable trips that you can take, and there's some wonderful lodge and resort owners that I've met, and there's trips to fit just about every need and budget. And I'd say rather than wait, and if you're even a little bit curious, or even if you kind of like fishing. To go up and have a lake as beautiful as the lakes up in Canada and Ontario. And how do I tell you? You sit in the boat and you can turn it a full 360 degrees, and no matter where you look, you're it looks like a postcard. And you never know when you may see a bear or a moose or wolf. And we're far enough north, there's actually woodland caribou. I've not yet seen one, but I'm eager to do so.
Somebody just sent me a note that said, is it like looking at a Hams beer commercial?
From the land of sky blue waters.
And that's what I mean. I was like, I don't know, you know. But, I mean, you know, Bob, thank you so much for coming on the show. Thank you for, you know, making that leap of faith. Because just by talking to you, your wife, you got to clear your buddies out of the booth. There were so many people in your booth yesterday, I couldn't talk to you. But, I mean, you know, you and your wife and the hard work you're putting into this is, it is already a premier lodge, but you're going to make it better than that.
You know what? I think we're going to add our little touches. The past owners were very gracious to us, and they are on call. If we have any questions, they want to see a nice transition for their past clients. And I'm excited, and I want to thank you for this opportunity to tell my story. And hopefully there might be somebody out there that has always had this kind of a dream, and maybe somebody else will take their leap of faith, or if it's another dream. I still have a lot of work left in me, so I just wanted a change of life, and I can't imagine a better way of life than waking up on two beautiful lakes and meet people that are coming up to have a good time and enhance their trip.
You said it's the most northern lake you've been told, most northern camp. Well, how many hour ride is it?
Well, I've been told it's the most, it's the northernmost drive-in camp. Yep. From Chicago, I'm guessing it's a 15-hour drive. No, it's not that bad. I tell clients to try to get up into Canada as far as you can. We allow people to check in at 8 a.m. on Saturday, and we have them, I mark up a map. I show them where the fish have been hitting. I show them where to be careful of the reefs, and then I give them the boater's safety regulations and then send them out to my dock guy, Kenny, who's quite the character, and he'll set you up with a boat.
Sounds good. Bob, once again, thank you so much for coming on the show, and I hope I see a lot of pictures this summer from the lodge, okay?
Well, I'll send you all the pictures. I'm excited. My wife said she's going to do something on Facebook. I don't know what, but I'm eager to start posting photos, and thank you for this opportunity again. I've really had a nice time.
Sounds good. Bob Jones, everybody, from Stormer Lake Lodge. A local boy done good from the southern suburbs. Bought a lodge in Canada because he fell in love going up there so many times. He wanted to spread that love and show people how you can have even a better time out at Stormer Lake Lodge. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Waterworks Marine, the largest Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, has those 2024 boats you have been waiting for today, and they're powered by a Mercury outboard. These are the boats that people are talking about, and Waterworks Marine has the largest selection of anywhere in the country at a price you want, and once again, powered by a Mercury outboard. Waterworks also has a few 2023 Lund and Lowe boats with a Mercury outboard, but they are being sold at rock bottom prices. But you still have time to enjoy your fun certified Waterworks boat, whether it's fishing, a fall color ride, or a day with friends. Let your boat from Waterworks Marine make the day special. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com and stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Hey, sportsmen that live in Illinois and Wisconsin, Daiwa's TDI walleye rod that includes a spinning rod, casting rod, and trolling rod will be showcased at the Angler's Outlet booth and the Fish Tech booth at the Madison Outdoor Show February 24th and 25th in Madison, Wisconsin. Stop in at their booth and feel the quality of a TDI rod that will help you catch more fish and match it with a Tatula reel. Woo! Boy, you have a fish catching machine. Stop in at Angler's Outlet booth and the Fish Tech booth at the Madison Show. And you know what? Tell them Chauncey sent you.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, fish on! And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, fish on! This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
Well, now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your boat.
Hey, this is Captain Sig off the Deadliest Cats. You're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
As a lemonade setting in the shade, whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot for whistling like a fool. What a fine day to
take. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And you know, all the sports shows are over in the Midwest area. I'm not having to run around to any of them, but we are going to be going to where else? The MLF Red Crest Tournament, which is the championship tournament for the MLF circuit. And we have with us somebody I'm very honored. His name is Dalton Head, and he's from Moody, Alabama, and goes to Montevallo College, University down there in the Birmingham area. Is that right, Dalton?
Yes, sir.
Hey, buddy. I mean, you're a college kid, young kid, just getting into, fished your way through college and probably high school, and now you're coming up to the big plate with some names that would shiver me, you know?
Yes, sir.
Let's go back a little bit. Did you fish for the high school teams?
Yes, sir, I did. I fished for Moody.
You fished for Moody, and obviously you must have done good there, right?
Yes, sir. I did pretty good around here.
Nah. And then you moved up to what's called the college in Montevallo, and there you wound up fishing for the team there, correct?
Yes, sir.
And we've done interviews with a lot of different colleges and stuff like that. And how did you qualify for this exceptionally prestigious chance to win the Red Crest?
Yes, sir. From where it all started at Lake Kissimmee. The Kissimmee chain. Mm-hmm. It started there. It was the MLF National Championship, and that was the very first time they have put all these, accolades with winning the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
So it was the very first time for everybody, and we ended up actually winning that event. And me and my partner, we were told, okay, so now since y'all won, y'all are going to have to fish against each other at Table Rock in November. And, we got there, and I ended up, after 2 days, I ended up beating out my partner. And that's how I got to where I'm at right now, fishing the biggest event of my life.
Yeah, I would say so, my friend.
Yes, sir.
You're going to be fishing the Red Crest Tournament, and this is... it's a one-on-one, and, you're fishing against names that just, Kevin Van Dam, this is his last fishing tournament that he's going to be in. That would send shivers down my spine. But there's a lot of other great names, you know, Edwin and others that I really have huge amounts of respect for over the years. But, I mean, you're kind of fishing a home lake for you, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
What are you thinking about this time of the year that you're going to be, you know, I don't know secrets here, no secrets, but I mean, what are you going to be pitching a lot of?
I really don't know, because I'm sure everybody knows Alabama weather is the most inconsistent weather there is in the country. So there is no telling what I'm going to be doing, because one week is different from the next every single week. So that's what I've been telling everybody. Like, I don't even know what I'm going to do right now because I'm not on the water. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to let the lake tell me what I'm going to do.
Oh, I understand that. I used to make a comment when I was doing seminars for people. I would say, you know, if you don't know the lake, you just stand there and watch the lake and let it tell you what it wants you to know. It'll show you where there's, you know, bait fish. It'll show you where, you know, you got to watch everything. The great blue heron is over there chasing minnows. Well, if there's minnows over there, somebody else is over there.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like this. And, you know, you just do that. But one of the hardest things that when they fish a big tournament like this, Dalton, is that it's such a... They say it in chess, when you're playing in a chess tournament, it's a big head game. Yeah, but it is nowhere near the head game that's going on at a big Red Crest fishing tournament, is it?
No, sir. This is all mental. I've been doing this college thing mm-hmm. for a couple years, about 3 years, and, you know, I haven't fished a tournament that big, you know, but the head games, you know, it still plays in these tournaments, like, I'm still going to treat this tournament the same way I treat any other tournament, you know, in the collegiate, you know, schedule.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it, like you said it right, it is all a mental head game. Like, you have to be in it. You just got to trust yourself, trust your gut. And like you said, this is a home lake for me. I've lived within 40 minutes of this lake for my whole entire life. And that's why I'm saying I really don't know what I'm going to do, and that's actually helping me, because I'm not getting all these preconceived notions, looking at pictures from the past, stuff like that. I just want to go do it my way. I want to go try to win this event. I want to do the best I can, because I'm going to be fishing against all my most favorite idols I've had ever since I was, you know, 10 years old. So it's really special to me to be fishing against these guys for this type of title.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, yes. And I will totally agree with you, because one of the things that I enjoy doing at these big, you know, national tournaments, especially like Red Crest, I like to interview the guy, you know, I've interviewed the Edwin Evers, the Skeet Reeses, Kevin Van Dam. I mean, let's go down the list. I've interviewed all those people, and they're great interviews. But I want to hear the passion, a person that's coming in there for the first time, like you. And just, you know, like, you know, I'm reading stuff. I'm trying to make sure all my hooks are sharp. But, you know, the head game is the most important. And you'll can hear that even from Kevin, KVD himself, that, you know, you go in there, this is what I'm doing. Don't second guess yourself. Don't third guess yourself. Like, oh, maybe I should have the different color. What? Yeah, no, the crankbait bill isn't right. I mean, there's so many. Don't let all that make you go crazy, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and, you know, that's where I think you're going to expand and be so well at this. You know, fishing in the high school, the college tournaments and stuff, you dabbed your big toe into the pond where, you know, you're getting a lot of pressure for the schools and the high schools and stuff like that. Is there going to be a lot of people following you from the college and the high school back at home?
Yes, sir. I don't know how many boats are out there. It's going to be a little nerve-wracking. I swear it sounds like the whole entire team's going to be out there.
It's not the other anglers that are making you queasy. It's all your buddies yelling and screaming at you. You got to tell them. They got to be quiet.
Yeah,
shut up.
Yeah, y'all got to... Calm down. Let me do it.
Let me do what I'm here to do so I can win this thing, you know? And then if you win it, you might buy him a soda pop. Or okay. This is such a great event for you, and you could hear in your voice that, you know, no, I think I got this. I think I got it figured. Not figured out, but I got this solid. I'm okay. I'm going to figure out what I'm going to do. I'm going to do it. Is there anything you do to your boat or your gear before you put your mindset into, you know, actually figuring out what you're going to do?
Oh, yeah. I mean, map study. I mean, this goes with the equipment on the boat. I mean, mm-hmm. My map study is my biggest thing, and I feel like that's what separates me from a lot of people is my map study. But like I said, I've been fishing this lake a long, long time, and I'm hoping I can just, you know, go off the fly, you know, like I do at these other college tournaments that I don't know all the lake. I don't know every square inch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping I can just, you know, go on the fly, use my graphs like I always do, because I'm highly, like, I love using my graphs. That's what I use. That's what I trust. I trust it with my life.
Mm.
And, you know, and it all goes into rod, line, stuff like that. Like, I can tell you this for right now, ever since the off limits, I've been putting new line on my rod, sharpening my hooks. I just been going through my boxes, making sure I got everything I need.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I'm so eager to get out there. Like, I just want to get out there. Like, that's all I want is to be out there right now.
What are you, electronic-wise, what are you running out on your boat?
I'm running a Garmin LiveScope, two Lowrances, and a Helix 12 Hummingbird.
You got any submersible submarines also out there? I mean, wow.
Yeah. Yes, sir. I truly believe in my graph, and you know they have caught me more fish than my eyes have.
Mm-hmm.
So I trust my graph 110%.
And I think a lot of fishermen need to learn that. You know, some of them are good, but you know, with the more and more technology that we have, you don't have to rely. If you don't know, it's teaching you in front of you. Read it, learn how to read it. Because I will never forget, I was out with an angler at the last Red Crest. I wish I could think of his name. I just forgot it. And he took me out to show me his electronics, a live scope, and everything else. And he says, "Chauncey, look at this." And I go, "What is that?" He goes, "That's the dorsal fin on the fish that's under us." And I looked at him and I just said, "Pardon me?"
that's what I believe in. I mean, if they're going to keep, you know, releasing all these great electronics, and I'm going to use them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I'm not going to sit back and, you know, be hard-headed. You know, I'm going to move with the sport. I'm not going to sit back and let the sport move ahead of me.
Oh, ooh.
So I want to stay with it, you know. I mean, I want to stay on the same playing field as everybody else. I don't want anything suppressing me back because I don't have it.
I think you need to make a T-shirt with that statement on it. That's pretty good. Oh, my goodness gracious. And what do you remember when you started fishing?
What tournament fishing, fun fishing?
Fun
fishing. Oh, since I was in diapers. There's pictures of me in diapers mm-hmm. fishing. Even if it was just fishing for some catfish or crappie, stuff like that. My dad and my granddad were very, very avid anglers. Mm. Like they loved bass fishing. And my first ever bass fishing tournament, he finally took me out. I always begged and begged and begged for him to take me out. And he finally let me go when I was about 10 years old. And it was on Lay Lake when I was 10 years old, my very first bass fishing tournament. And we ended up winning the tournament. And ever since then, I've been absolutely ate up with it.
Cool. Is there anybody, before we ended up here, that you'd like to say, you know, thank you to, that's helped you, you know, besides your, of course, your mom and dad and everybody else in your family? And you're more than welcome to say that again. But, I mean, is there any other companies or anybody, you know, in the school that has helped you out a lot over to get to the spot you're at today?
Yes, sir. First thing first, I want to thank the University of Montevallo. Because before I even thought about I didn't think about coming to college when I was coming first out of high school. I didn't think about it. Because,
mm-hmm.
I didn't have the money. I hadn't came from money. and everything I got, I worked for very hard. And, you know, my friend came up to me, it was just a guy I fished with in high school, like some little pot tournaments on the side. And he was like, hey, you want to come to Montevallo and fish? I heard we can fish for free. And I said, dude, sign me up right now. How do I get there? And so that's one of my big thank yous is the University of Montevallo for, you know, letting me build a foundation for myself to get to this point to where I'm at and try to make a life out of this. My family is amazing. They've supported me the whole time. And I've had some very good people in my life, like Scott Canterbury, Barry Isbell, Jeff Queen. I mean, Jeff Queen has bent over backwards for me 100 times over, helping me out with, you know, getting the right stuff on the boat, getting the right baits, you know, stuff like that. Like, he even has this queen head that is just absolutely tearing up these fish right now, and he's helped me out a lot with that aspect of it. And I've just had a lot of good people in my life, and I know I'm forgetting people, but, you know, I've surrounded myself with so many good people. I'm just very happy for that.
Well, when I interview you, when you win the Red Crest tournament, you'll remember all their names, okay?
Yes, sir.
Dalton, I want to say thank you for coming on the program today, and I look so forward to seeing you and just listening to you talk, this last little piece. I know everybody that's listening to me east of the Mississippi River and in Canada and in Europe are going, he's one of us. He's a normal guy just like us. They're going to be excited to watch your career. Okay, my friend?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours.
Waterworks Marine, the largest Lund and Low dealer in the Midwest, has those 2024 boats you have been waiting for today, and they're powered by a Mercury outboard. These are the boats that people are talking about, and Waterworks Marine has the largest selection of anywhere in the country at a price you want, and once again powered by a Mercury outboard. Waterworks also has a few 2023 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard, but they are being sold at rock bottom prices. But you still have time to enjoy your fun certified Waterworks boat, whether it's fishing, a fall color ride, or a day with friends. Let your boat from Waterworks Marine make the day special. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com and stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills.
Oh, hello there. My name is Eden and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Hey, sportsmen that live in Illinois and Wisconsin, Daiwa's TDI walleye rod that includes a spinning rod, casting rod, and trolling rod will be showcased at the Angler's Outlet booth and the Fish Tech booth at the Madison Outdoor Show February 24th and 25th in Madison, Wisconsin. Stop in at their booth and feel the quality of a TDI rod that will help you catch more fish and match it with a Tatula reel. Boy, you have a fish catching machine. Stop in at Angler's Outlet booth and the Fish Tech booth at the Madison Show. And you know what? Tell them Chauncey sent you.
Chauncey?
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa.
Trolling, 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 trolling.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you're having fun listening to the show and living with me in the great outdoors and all this neat stuff. One thing I want to make mention, this week we also had the Illinois Conservation Foundation's gala. It's where they presented the awards to the Hall of Fame award recipients for this year. Five great people. We're going to get a few of them on the show in a few weeks here. But let me tell you, great meal, great fun. If you are part of a club or you have someone you know that you think should be honored by being part of the Outdoor Hall of Fame for Illinois, it's very simple. Go online to the ILConservation.org site and fill, you know, get the information, get the form, submit their names, tell a little story, get a few of your friends to write something. And, you know, let's showcase people because this isn't what I call a big dollar award. This is an award where people in the trenches that have been helping kids, older people, the environment, conservation get recognized and made to feel as important as they are to all of Illinois. Remember that. Okay, let's talk some fishing because I know Aiden wants to be get out here. You know, he's listening this morning. Hi, Aiden. First of all, I just want to say, Aiden, thanks for the report on the Grand River in Grand Rapids. He says, Papa, things are just not happening right now. They're talking for some rain in the area, which is going to muddy the water and chase the fish away from easier fishing. So we'll have to wait for it to clean up. But if it doesn't come, fishing could continue to be good for some steelhead and walleye. Steelhead are a little more finickier. That's me. I couldn't say that word. Finickier than, he wrote it right. I'm proud of that. But finickier than the walleye. But you can still catch a few. A number of the guys have not been down by the river. They said they're waiting for more fish to move up and in. Looking forward to any of that new fishing stuff you got at the sports shows. Love you bunches, and happy birthday, Aiden. Well, thank you, Aiden, for the birthday wish. You're a very nice guy. Okay, what else is going on? Oh, my goodness gracious, folks. I mean, first of all, the Indiana Department of Natural Resources has their recreation guide for 2004 available. This covers the whole state. You just go to on.in.gov/recguide. on.in.gov/recguide. And you also can get the 2425 fishing report, I should say fishing guide, same site, but just slash fishing guide in one word, and you'll get that information there. So let's not pass that up. We've got a couple of that. Then we got a few other things I'm looking around here. Oh, Cook County Forest Preserves. Today, build a birdhouse. Sand Ridge Nature Center. Go on, check it out, everybody. Black History Month celebration going on at Crabtree Nature Center. And SAP is rising. Go to, which means maple syrup. That's another one. So check that one out. All of these sites are available and more programs at the fpdcc.gov. fpdcc.gov. And at the Little Red Schoolhouse, they have yoga. going on. So check that out. I mean, there's tons of stuff. Mississippi River and lacrosse, perch and walleye bites. Pretty good right now. Perch bite is on minnows, walleye, better on plastics. They've got some openings if you want to, you know, check out some of those places along the shoreline there. You can pick up some fish. Tichigan. Didn't hear that one for a while. Lake in Racine County, Wisconsin. A lot of small walleye are being caught, but some perch of decent size are also being caught. Black-headed jigs, black plastic, some little chartreuse in them. 3 feet of water was producing the best action there. Up in the Madison Lake areas, you may find yourself alone. It's also getting a little on ice, so please be careful. But there are big shows going on in Madison, so a lot of people will be there not fishing, so you may have the lake to yourself. But they're looking, panfish are doing okay. Tip-ups, a few walleye here and there. So that's all good action there. I like to hear that. We're seeing Illinois chain of lakes, pretty much skim ice everywhere. If you find open water, you can fish it. I would try live bait right now. Let the bait do the work for you. Downtown Chicago, I haven't seen the photo, but I heard some carp are being caught and some perch are being caught. I'd like to see those, too. I'm going to be out March 1st on Braidwood Lake with a good friend of mine, checking it out. Hopefully, we'll get some nice largemouth, and who knows what we'll get. March 15th, LaSalle opens, and Heideke is April 1st, so don't pass that one up, okay? Jason Johns from Boneyard Outfitters in Southern Illinois by Wren Lake is spanking crappie. Oh my goodness gracious, are we spanking the crappies? Woo! 25 limits every day. Guys are and multiple limits on boats. It's really been good. He says, Chance, I'm filleting a lot of fish right now. Fishing the Fox River with the, you know, being open and stuff, pretty much below the dams are where you're going to want to be. Bright colors, you can tip it with jig, you can tip it with a crawler, but bright colors, jigs, or feathery, jigs with some bright colors. That's what you want right now. These are all important. My buddy Darren was fishing up in the Wisconsin area, Fox Lake. He said, crappie are really good, Chance. He says, you know, can't go wrong. They look good in a prank, look good in everywhere. Walleye up to some 6 and 7 pounders were taken. That's a good sign there on Fox Lake in Wisconsin. So we've got that activity. And the lakefront, we mentioned boaters are getting perch in Indiana waters off the humps and stuff. And they are still fishing 87th Street. Navy Pier is not so hot. And definitely check out any area you can from, you know, the planetarium down. I mean, you never know where you're going to find the perch. I don't get that. Whoa, I can hear the flute starting to play, which means we're coming to the end of the show. Oh, I hate to say that. This is so much fun every week. But I like to leave you with a Native American proverb, and this one comes from my friend Apensui Majua. He says, all the flowers of all the tomorrows are in the seeds of today. Woo! All the flowers of all the tomorrows are in the seeds of today. Wow, Apensui, that's good. Hey, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, or the fish we catch. We borrow it all from our children's children. See you next week, everybody.